Welcome to Humble Bold, a podcast about balancing humility and boldness, how a love for Jesus, his word, and his church fosters a humble, bold approach to life. I'm your host, Mike Scherer, and thanks for joining me today as we explore issues and ideas and how believers can navigate them in humble and bold ways. So today we're dealing with the trial of status, really dissecting the trial of status and really dealing with its inherent issues and even some ideas that go along with it. And if you have your Bible with you, I want to look at 2 Corinthians and chapter 4 and verse 7, okay? And we're just going to follow along with some of those verses, kind of 7 and following. And it says this, "We have this treasure in jars of clay to show that the surpassing power belongs to God and not to us. We are afflicted in every way, but not crushed, perplexed, but not driven to despair, persecuted, but not forsaken, struck down, but not destroyed." And then verse 10, "always carrying in the body the death of Jesus, so that the life of Jesus may also be manifested in our bodies. For we who live," verse 11, "are always being given over to death for Jesus' sake, so that the life of Jesus also may be manifested in our mortal flesh." Verse 12, "so death is at work in us, but life in you." It's very interesting that Paul is saying these things. He's using these juxtapositions, right? He's using these, even these quandaries. He's using these opposites. He's using these contrasts. And he's saying, look, we're afflicted in every way, but we're not crushed, okay? We're perplexed, very confused, but not driven to despair. Persecuted, but not forsaken. God's with us. Struck down, but they're not going to destroy us. It's kind of like even when he says elsewhere, we're unknown yet well known. We're dying yet behold we live. These kind of things. And it's interesting that this kind of hits into status. And what I mean by that, when I say that, well, you know, this really hits into status, what I'm saying is you've got either a low status or a high status. Now, sometimes in your head, sometimes in reality, okay? Sometimes you think you're really low and other people are like, you're the king of the world. Or other times you think, I am the boss of everyone. And it turns out you are sweeping floors. You are a servant. No one's listening to you. And then you've got everything in between, okay? So the idea that we're talking about here is if you want to dissect the trial of status, you got to go, what is going on in my heart? What is my station in life? Am I humble enough to admit it? Am I humble enough to accept it? Or am I going to push against common sense reason and the wisdom of God and just go out on my own and you know, say, you know, well, I didn't want to use this word, but like to hell with everything. You know what I'm saying? Like there's just kind of a who cares kind of mentality sometimes that we might. Like, I don't care what anybody thinks. I'm no respecter of persons, blah, blah, blah. Yes, I know I have the lowest place, but I'm going to pretend like I have the highest or vice versa. Okay. Now, again, if you have the highest place in your organization or your family or your company or your neighborhood, you're the block captain or whatever you are. And then you go, I'm just going to be the servant of all. Praise the Lord. I give that one to you. Yes. If you have the highest position and you say, I want to just serve and help others succeed, that's like Jesus, right? Matthew 20, 28, the Son of Man came not to be served, but to serve and to give his life as a ransom for many. So praise the Lord for that. But let's go back to what we're talking about here. How tempting is status? Okay. And if you're low, how low are you? And are you taking that in the right way? And if you're high in the right way, how rightly are you taking that? So the idea is if you're low, it would be very easy to feel entitled to something that isn't given to you and that someone else has. Now let's dissect that a little bit. The feeling of entitlement to say, I don't have what I want. And of course, for the believer, you're going to say, you know, I'm working hard. I'm doing what I'm supposed to be doing, but I don't have what I want. It's very easy to think, well, God is keeping something from me that I deserve. And that's where the low even has to say, no, I deserve hell. Okay. And so it's easy to feel entitled to something, but then you start going after something that isn't yours to go after. Maybe it's a position. Maybe it's someone else's goods. Maybe it is just something that is not appropriate to the moment, even though it's not illegal or immoral or, you know, forbidden in scripture, but it's just not right for you in that moment. On the other hand, you could very easily go after things that are illegal, immoral, forbidden in scripture, commanded against, and say, yeah, but I am so low, I have to do this. Like, I got to steal that bread, right? The old movie scene, the opening scene, right, of the beggar, you know, kind of like the Oliver Twist kind of thing, just, you know, looking through a window and seeing those donuts or seeing those pastries, steaming hot pastries, and someone else is eating them, and then going, oh, I need to go do that. And then how many, you know, the opening scene of a movie from like the medieval times where the beggar is stealing a piece of bread or a piece of fruit and then running through the alleys and getting chased down and all of that. Well, so easy for us to do that. Now, there's the other side of the coin that we need to dissect, and it's if you're high, it's also easy to feel entitled to everyone else's goods or everyone else's attention or everyone else's stuff. It's kind of like David, King David, when he, you know, took Uriah's wife, Bathsheba, and Nathan had to come to him and basically say, you know, there was this guy with one little lamb, and the guy with all the flocks took it. And David's like, he should die. And Nathan's like, you are the man. That's you, buddy boy. And it's like, okay, we have to think about this. It's so easy to feel entitled. But also, if you're high, it's easy to feel like you're insulated. Not just entitled, but insulated. Oh, nothing can touch me because I'm you know, Superman, or I'm you know, the $6 million man. I have titanium in me. No one's going to touch me. And you feel kind of untouchable. And here's the thing. This is where pride goes before a fall and a haughty spirit before destruction. So you want to boil this one down. If you are in a high position, keep yourself low before the Lord, get on your knees and confess your sins. And you have to think this way. I deserve nothing but hell. I have been drenched with the mercy of God. I've been granted the mercy of God. I have been given grace, not only to believe, but to have eternal life. And I've been given that as a gift, and it's nothing to do with me. And please, Lord, unravel my really crooked thinking. All right, I don't know where to end with that, so I'm just going to go ahead and end. Let me just say, if you're low, you need to be thinking how much riches I have in Christ. And Lord, please keep me from doing anything that would go against you and anyone else. And then if you're high in terms of position, in terms of status, you have to ask the Lord to keep you from pride and keep you from, you know, on both sides of the coin, from entitlement, from doing anything forbidden or commanded against, but doing the things that are commanded, to be a doer of the word and not just a hearer who deludes himself. All right. Well, I hope this will help you be a more humble and bold follower of Jesus Christ. God bless you, my friends.